We don't often do, like, you know, general media news. However,
is this tweet-worthy?
Oh, absolutely. But a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how the new Star Trek Picard show, as silly as the name is, I mean, they could have come up with something a lot more creative.
I think it's perfect.
Do you?
What's his name?
Picard.
I loved it.
I know. Star Trek. Picard. Call it that.
They could have called it Earl Grey.
Do anything with a little bit more creativity to it.
No, it's perfect because it's exactly who the show is about.
And you know exactly what to expect.
Yes.
Yes.
And because it's about Picard. It's not about a new ship or a new endeavor. It's about
him. Isn't it? Isn't it?
That's what I
don't know. I guess we'll see. However, back a couple weeks ago when I was talking about it, we did know by rumor that Brent Spiner was going to be rejoining as Data.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say Lieutenant Commander Data, but I'm like, no, this is 20 years in the future. It's quite probable he has progressed the ranks.
Yes. Interesting to see how his AI has progressed.
Yeah. Yes, if it's his positrons have evolved.
Like, has he mastered emotion?
I don't. I guess there's always a chance of that. Yeah. But also, we got to keep in mind that the Data died, right? But so
he's a computer. Just reboot him.
No, he was destroyed.
He backed up to the cloud.
So. That's right. Wonderful. He listened to our advice and had redundant backups.
There you go.
So we'll see how that shapes in. But we've got great news this week as we find out that Jerry L. Ryan is joining the cast as well.
Yes.
So that's an interesting mashup because Jerry Ryan, who plays Seven of Nine on Star Trek Voyager.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? Yes. So not a part of the Next Generation team from that show. It was Voyager a couple years later that she was involved in. Mm-hmm. So she's going to be there.
Yep.
And we've also heard. Are you ready for this? Jonathan Frakes.
Exciting.
Whoa.
And I actually heard about Jonathan Frakes from another cast member who's going to be rejoining.
Whoa.
Hold on. The Star Trek universe. Cast member told you?
No.
Or you heard it from.
I heard it from.
I was like, what?
Yeah,
he's going
sitting down.
What kind of connections do you have?
I'll tell you what. I was sitting down for coffee with Marina, and Marina said that her and Jonathan were going to be a part of the show.
That's awesome.
So we have Will Riker and Deanna Troi are a part of the Star Trek Picard universe. So now I'm like, what? This is like the Next Generation family reunion now, all of a sudden.
It is.
I want to hear that LeVar has been invited back. I want to hear that Gates has been invited back.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the whole crew. I mean, just to let bygones be bygones, wouldn't it be nice if Will Wheaton was welcome back?
Whoa, you're going too far. You're going too far.
Is that pushing it? Is that pushing it?
Although, I would be okay with it if he shows up, makes a comment, and Picard goes, "Shut up, Wesley." And then just moves on.
That's probably that's
a perfect
only line.
A perfect Wesley Crusher cameo right there.
That'd be great.
Absolutely brilliant. And now, you know, transitioning over to the Orville in entertainment news. So, and thinking of the Orville, who actually has quite a few cast members from Star Trek.
Now, we're not talking
as well.
Popcorn.
No, the Orville. they have an interesting announcement this week in that even though Fox creates the show, they because of the way that their special effects have evolved in the first two seasons, season two was nuts. And it's actually really kind of amazing that their studios were able to pull everything together and have everything ready because it was just, hey, incredible, guys. Because of that, the demands of their production schedule, they're not going to be able to meet Fox's timetable for a mid-release, mid-season release. So they have announced that they're moving The Orville Season 3 to Hulu.
Really?
To Hulu.
Huh.
Not yet sure how that impacts us here in Canada.
Yeah.
Certainly American audience is going to feel the impact of that.
Yeah.
Does Fox still own it, but they'll just be putting it on Hulu?
It's been a really interesting time, hasn't it? Because Fox was bought by Disney.
Yeah.
So, yes, Fox still produces it. Now, it's a Fuzzy Door production.
Mm-hmm.
That's Seth MacFarlane's studio.
Yeah.
And And Fox is the, I guess, the creating studio. That's where they produce it and where they film it. As far as the broadcast end of it, it's not going to be happening on Fox's network. It's going to be happening on Hulu, which takes it away from the old traditional medium, I guess, because Fox being a terrestrial station as well as digital and puts it on exclusively digital format. So
it makes me wonder if Fox will still air it, but only after the rest of the season has gone live on Hulu.
As a rerun?
Kind of. Because, I mean, I can't see them walking away from the ad revenue.
Exactly, right?
Like the viewers. Ad revenue.
Yikes.
Who knows?
I don't know, as I say, how that's going to affect us here in Canada. Interested to hear if it's actually going to affect you. Or is it just going to be a case where, hey, we'll just sign up for Hulu because we love the show so much? That's a possibility, too.
It could be on Disney's streaming service.
It may be on various services, too.
Yeah, well, a viewer just commented, and apparently Fox may or may not have some share of Hulu, right? So if it's like a same company, maybe there's some...
Oh, I didn't know that.
So
Everybody owns everybody.
One corporation owns everything.
I was really expecting them to dress as Disney princesses in Season 3 with the announcement that Disney bought them out, so... I guess that's not happening. They still need the special effects team to take care of things. So,
can you imagine Seth MacFarlane in a princess dress?
Unfortunately, yes.
I somehow can. And he would be singing some crooning. And he's great at that, too.